Hello everyone. Tim and I will continue with our news stories on the second part of Chatterbox. A Ukraine refugee is too scared to be in a city hostel. Hundreds gather in Norwich Cathedral for a special celebration, and smoke was seen pouring from a building at Helston Hospital.
Hundreds of people joined in the royal celebrations at Norwich Cathedral. The cathedral's nave, decorated with a crown of greenery, hosted live streams of the coronation at Westminster Abbey. Norwich Cathedral is unique in being the only cathedral to follow the same plan as Westminster Abbey. More than 300 people attended the service of prayer and thanksgiving with the Bishop of Norwich. The service was attended by His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant, the Lady Dannet, and Baroness Scott of Bybrook, Parliamentary Under-Secretary of State for Faith and Communities and Minister in the House of Lords. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said it was a very special weekend at Norwich Cathedral. At the Thanksgiving service in particular, it was wonderful to welcome representatives of civic life, diverse communities and different faith groups. Together we celebrated the coronation and what binds us together as local communities, committed to supporting and serving one another.
Mindless vandals have struck at a Norwich park. The attack happened at Catton Park. Two wooden benches had seats destroyed in the incident in the picnic area. Catton Park Trust, which manages the site, has since removed its remaining picnic benches in order to prevent more from being destroyed.
Conveyor belts have been used in sushi restaurants for many years, but in Norwich you can now get sweet treats instead of sashimi. Milk Dessert Bar has opened on the ground floor of Food Hall Yarm in the Royal Arcade. Milk was previously based upstairs there as part of the brunch spot Toast Kitchen, with both businesses owned by Tom Ginn and Andy Pitt. Mr. Ginn said, "We sold 700 to 800 ice creams a week in winter, so when this space became available and we were looking ahead to summer, it was a no-brainer to be downstairs and offer takeaways too. There's a real sense of spectacle and theatre to the conveyor belt, and we see it catching the eye of people walking past. On the conveyor belt are plates of pastries and treats, such as brownies and Bakewell tarts made by Chef Emily Parry with plant-based and gluten-free options." Milk also offers soft-serve ice cream with toppings, and the options include Trifly Good and a vegan Bounty Hunter.
A Ukrainian refugee who fled a life of fighting and bombings brought on by Russia's invasion says she doesn't feel safe in a council hostel after arriving in Norwich. Yara Segelna made the journey from her home just outside of Kyiv, to Norwich in March last year in search of a better life. However, the 36-year-old feels she might be forced to go back home after the issues she encountered at her hostel in Bethel Street. Yara said, "I came here a year ago from the war to be safe from the bombings, thinking I'd be able to take a rest and go back to a somewhat normal life. However, it's got worse since being here. There's drug taking everywhere. I can't tolerate it. I've lost family members to war, and I'm still frightened by what goes on here, and which causes me anxiety and panic attacks. I'm not asking for anything special, just somewhere where I don't have to worry about these issues." A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "The City Council is committed to our duty to help people who present as homeless. This includes offering suitable accommodation and assistance through our support officers. If, however, following a homelessness application, someone is offered council accommodation but feels the property is unsuitable, by law they can request a review of suitability.
Rare examples of 17th century silver made by a remarkable woman who was Norwich's only registered female silversmith are expected to fetch thousands of pounds at auction. A dozen silver pieces from the estate of the late Sir Timothy Coleman will go under the hammer next month. When Norwich was the country's largest city outside London, it was much admired for the quality of silver produced. It had its own silver assay office, where the precious metal was tested during three periods from 1565 to 1702. While some ecclesiastical wares, such as communion cups, were preserved in Norfolk's old churches, relatively few silver objects bearing the city's mark survived. But next month's auction features a number of those objects, including five spoons and two beakers made by the remarkable Elizabeth Hazelwood, who lived from 1644 to 1715. On offer at the June 13th and 14th auction by Stansted-based fine art auctioneers Sauders are spoons with marks ranging from 1675 to 1697, estimated at £500 to £1,200 each. There are also two plain beakers, with guide prices between £2,000 and £3,500. Sir Timothy, part of the Coleman's Mustard dynasty, died at his home at Bixley Manor near Norwich in September 2021, at the age of 91.
A passerby raised the alarm to emergency services after fire erupted near Helston Hospital. Crews from across the county were called to the blaze in Drayton High Road, Helston. Firefighters tackled the blaze in a derelict building. Lawrence Railton, who lives in Carter Road, was first on the scene. "I think the whole building would have gone up. It was a proper fire, not just some embers." A spokesman for Norfolk and Fire and Rescue Service said an aerial ladder platform and a water carrier were called in to tackle the blaze.